I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We got Reverend Run from Run DMC to give us a crash course in family values on our blog, News and Views. Jeffrey Bennett can explain exactly what we're talking about. He's our web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So we'll get to the Reverend Run's family in just a second, but what was the early response on our blog to last night's debate?
Well, we took a poll, as we often do. We asked simply, who won? 4% said it was a tie, 6% said McCain won, and 89% of those responding to our unscientific poll said Obama won. And we also have some reaction to some of the debate's more peripheral elements, like McCain calling Obama that one and whether or not he shook his hand after the debate. So all of that's at our blog.
Yep. You have you're going back to the video evidence.
Yeah.
So Rev Run and his wife Justine stopped by recently, and they're known now for their MTV reality show Run's House. Mm-hmm. Our cameras were rolling the whole time they were here. So how'd it go?
Well, it went well. They bickered a bit. I guess that's what marriage is, or so I'm told. But here's a clip.
Are you the opposite of how you were in terms of your behavior?
No. There was no.
Yeah.
No, I won't say that because behavior
means.
Well,
you don't smoke and drink.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What he mean when you say?
Opposite. That's what he means.
I'll answer it.
I was helping him.
You don't let me handle it.
All right.
Behavior meaning, if it comes to do I smoke weed still? No, but that's not what I'm talking about.
So the point of that. The point of that was not whether or not the man still smokes weed. The point was that, you know, the eye rolling and the teeth sucking, that's best conveyed on video, right?
I know,
so
yeah.
So that's on our blog and on our YouTube channel, NPR News and Notes video.
I could hear that, the sound of a clean tooth. But, you know,
yeah,
but I can't wait to see it.
Neck rolls happening during that excerpt. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, neck rolls, I think, a good exercise. Anyway. Switching gears, Democratic strategist and News and Notes contributor Donna Brazile made a cameo on our blog. How'd that happen?
Well, yeah, over the weekend, she participated in a political forum hosted by The New Yorker, and she made news for her impassioned closing remarks. She was addressing whether or not Barack Obama's race will keep him from winning the White House. So here's part of that.
Yet we're having this conversation because he's biracial. He was raised for the first 18 to 21 years by his white grandparents. He ain't spent no time in living rooms like I spent my childhood. And yet he got out of school, went to Harvard, and all of a sudden he's uppity and something is wrong with him. What is wrong with us to suggest that some kid can go to Harvard if he's earned the grades to go there? I tell my friends, you may vote against him, but don't ever put me back in the back of the bus. I'm not going to the back of the bus. I'm not going to be afraid anymore.
Makes me want to sing a spiritual or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to the back of the bus.
Donna always brings it. And
yeah.
So lastly, you blogged about a racial incident on the campaign trail. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, we got into a report by Dana Milbank of the Washington Post, who wrote about an incident involving a Palin supporter at a rally in Clearwater, Florida. Palin was delivering her stump speech, and she went on a rant against the mainstream media, and a person there said to a black TV sound man, called him a racial epithet, and then said, sit down, boy. So we have some more about that and other such troubling incidents on our blog.
All right. And I'm going to be posting a countdown. I'm going to talk about Russell Simmons, just spoke to him, and posted something yesterday,
yeah,
starting at the 28-day mark.
There we go.
Got to do something every day.
That's
it's
right.
The countdown. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Jeff Bennett is our web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.